So the theme that we've developed so far is that there's something very wholesome about being half. We learned that the half coin represents realizing you're half without Hashem, and in turn, by realizing that your real identity is your godly soul and you need Hashem, that's what allows you to connect to other Jews. And that's why the Torah portion that's read this year with the half coin is the Torah portion of Vayakel, because Vayakel is about gathering everything together to make it a home for Hashem, to gather everything in your life together, to dedicate it all for who it's meant for Hashem. Hashem created us to serve Him, and the power that we have from realizing that we are our wholesomeness is dependent on our connection to Hashem. That's what gives us this feeling that everything has to be given to Hashem, that everything has to be dedicated to Hashem. It's by realizing that we are only a half a coin, that we need Hashem. So you could have, thank you very much, you could have a tabernacle, all its components, and everything's running very smoothly, and it looks really nice and wonderful, but it's missing the main component. It's missing the fact that who it's about. And Vayakel is not about the details of how to build a home for Hashem. Vayakel is about who it's for. And therefore, it's highlighted in this Torah portion, this idea of... thank you. It's highlighted in this Torah portion, Vayakel, this idea of how it all being dedicated to Hashem. As opposed to next week, God willing, the focus is on the details, how each component contributes. But this week, it's more about who you're making it for. It's more about the vision of who it's all for, not about how you're doing it, but who it's for. And in language that we learned yesterday, Chassidus tells us we have to have a first reality has to be Hashem, and only a second reality is a physical. So our natural alignment is the opposite. Our first reality is a physical, and Hashem's truth is more abstract to us. But Vayakel is about calibrating and realizing who it's all for. And we get, and that's very in sync with the idea of the half coin, we realize that you're a half out of Hashem. So continuing on this theme, we can understand why, what was purchased with those coins. They purchased the sacrifices that were brought all year. Which sacrifices? The communal sacrifices. The Torah introduces the laws of the sacrifices with these words. If one of you will bring a sacrifice to Hashem, and it says it in an unusual way, it doesn't say, it says, a person who will bring from you a sacrifice to Hashem. It sounds like, who's a sacrifice? Us. So the meaning of the verse actually is a person who will come close to Hashem. And Hashem wants us ourselves to be close to Hashem. So there is a specific way we are close to Hashem. Everyone has their own animal soul. They have their own animal kind of instinct. Some people like a sheep, some people like a goat, some people like an ox. So the details are discussed later. How you bring a sacrifice to Hashem. But in the very beginning of the laws of sacrifices, it says when you want to be close to Hashem. It doesn't say about the details. It's talking about the general theme. And this is what communal sacrifices are as opposed to personal sacrifices are for. Communal sacrifices emphasize the unity of the Jewish people. There's no distinction between rich and poor. An individual sacrifice is about your individuality, why you bring the sacrifice, what is it for, who are you? Versus the communal sacrifices highlight the unity of the Jewish people. It's beyond the divisions of rich and poor, because it's coming from the half coin. It's coming from the deeper place within us, the neshama, the soul, the essence of the soul, which is one of the essence of Hashem, and therefore there's no distinction. And so too today, before Mashiach comes, when we don't have a temple yet, how do we give the half coin? Today is through giving tzedakah. There are different levels of giving tzedakah. There's a rich person giving, there is 10%, there's a fifth, which is considered a best to give, and there's a higher level of giving tzedakah. The Torah says, kol ashi ishitim anafshe, a person should give all that he has. He gives Hashem his whole being. In your core, there's no difference between rich and poor, because everyone feels in their core, the core of a Jew feels that he is nothing other than a half a coin, and how does he become whole by connecting to Hashem? And how do you connect to Hashem mainly is to connecting to another Jew. So what makes a Jew feel whole is connection to Hashem, and how you connect to Hashem is to another Jew. And so therefore, what do you want to give? You want to give everything. Since sacrifices and charity elevate the world, like the sacrifices brought animals, and the money that you give this charity also elevates all the things we did to earn that money. It elevates that whole entire reality of that of the effort to earn the money. It's all elevated by giving tzedakah. So the connection to of sacrifices and charity to the half coin is that both of them are about leaving the parameters of the world and being elevated to become a home for the essence of Hashem. That means not so much influencing the world and making the world a better place, but more the focus is on who the home is for, making the world a home for Hashem. So just like when you give the half coin, the emphasis is on your half coin, it's for Hashem. The emphasis is that you need the Hashem, that you're missing something on Hashem. So too, what's purchased with the half coin, the sacrifices, and today the charity, the emphasis is that you're going beyond yourself, you're going out of your parameters, and this is coming from the essence of who you are. So now we understand why this half coin section is read in this week's Torah portion, not next week of Parshas Pekudei. Parshas Pekudei, at that Torah portion, the Torah lists all of the donations that were given for these tabernacle, every gift what was given for. And the highlight over there is the details. What is each detail about? What is each detail of a person about? What is each detail of the world about? How can it be used in accordance to its unique characteristic to serve Hashem? So that's all about in that Torah portion. The focus is just on the details of what you're doing, but the beginning of this is in the Torah portion about the half coin, about the why. Start with why. The Torah is telling us start with why. Who are you giving it for? And so in the section of the Torah about the half coin, the focus is not about how these coins are counted and the Jewish people, and we know that how many Jews there are, but how many coins there are. The focus on the half coin section. I'm sorry. The focus of the half coin section is not about how many coins are given for the tabernacle, rather about how many Jews there are, counting the Jewish people. And mainly, the counting the Jewish people is not done according to their families, how many families there are, how many tribes there are. Rather, the counting is of all the Jewish people, without making distinction between one Jew and another, without between one tribe and another. It's about how the unity of all the Jewish people, as they all are in their essence. And this counting the Jewish people achieves something. According to Jewish law, when you have a mixture and there's more, it's possible in a mixture that some things are considered negligible after you have many, many more times the initial thing that fell into it. But if there is, if the thing that falls into it is something that's counted, like let's say you sell eggs by the dozen, so in a non-kosher egg falls into a mixture, that non-kosher egg is not going to be ever nullified among the mixture. Why? Because it's something that's counted. Because it's counted, it has that unique distinction that even amongst a thousand, it won't become nullified. So in a similar way, by the Jewish people being counted, afil be'elef le'botel, even amongst a thousand, they won't become nullified amongst the Gentiles. And the word thousand actually is a reference, a hint to the word master of the world, because the word eleph has the same root as the word master of the world. That emphasizes that the power of the Jewish people is above the master of the world. It's above how Hashem's relationship to creation. The Jewish people aren't connected only to Hashem as the master of the world, how Hashem created the world. They're connected to the essence of Hashem, above the aleph, above how Hashem is merely just the creator of the world. So that's why in the Torah portion about the half coin, the discussion is about the half, above the details, above what above the specific things that are being used to serve Hashem. It's about the essence of a Jew, And that's why it's connected to Parshas Vayakel, which the theme of Vayakel is gathering it all together. Who is it all for? Not about what each thing is used. It's the difference between Vayakel and Pekudei Drash. There's the what details, and there's who is it all for. So the theme of who it's all for is that the first reality is Hashem. It's all for Hashem. And we connect to that reality by realizing that we're only a half coin. So therefore, the half coin section and the Vayakel are the same. When you realize you're only a half coin, then you realize who it's all for. So after Parsha Shkolim, there is a message for every single day of the year. Just like we take the half coin and we use its money to buy sacrifices every day, so too the message of this week's Torah portion has a message for us every single day, both regards to ourselves and regards to how we unite the Jewish people and regards to how we influence the world. The beginning of every day, as soon as we're created, we say Moda Ani Lefanecha. So we say Moda Ani as soon as you wake up. Moda Ani is not after you meditate. You're supposed to say Moda Ani the second you wake up, because recognizing that the whole world is full of Hashem's glory is natural to us, even when we sleep, by every single Jew, because the essence of the soul of a Jew is fully powerful and fully complete always, even when you're sleeping. And on the contrary, when you're sleeping, there isn't the confusing things that cover your soul. And therefore, when you wake up, you become a new person every morning, and you feel, I'm alive, the first thing you say is, I acknowledge Hashem. You say, before you even talk about Ani, before you even talk about yourself, you say, Meida, you say, I thank. Thank comes before the word I in Hebrew. So, and where are you? You're Lefanecha, you're in front of Hashem. There's this feeling of devotion to Hashem, your whole being is devoted to Hashem. Just like the half coin is about, you feel that you're a half out of Hashem, so to Moda Ani is about how you feel that you are not complete, you're in front of Hashem and you need Hashem. And then you start using the details, just like Parshas Pekudei. After you start Moda Ani moment, your Moda Ani moment is, who is it all for? Then you start, go to your Pekudei moments, the details. You say the morning blessings, and the morning blessings are arranged in such a way that we thank Hashem for the specific gifts Hashem gives us every day. You start, thank Hashem for seeing, you thank Hashem for your clothing, you thank Hashem for being able to walk, you thank Hashem for being able to straighten out your back. And throughout the day, you're using every detail to serve Hashem. And as in the beginning of our prayers, we say, how good are your tents, O Jacob? We're talking over there about the tents of every Jew in the tribe. Everyone's different. Everyone's their own tent. Everyone has their own thing going on. And so, Shmuel's calling. Should I press yes or no?
Oh, shoot. Call me back in a minute. He's in Israel.
Okay. So the emphasis in the rest of the day is like the tents of the Jewish people, where everyone has their own tent. Everyone has their own thing to do. But the beginning of the day, before you get into details, you start off with the unity of the Jewish people. In the very first part of the prayer, the Alter Rebbe says we should, as a result, teaches us what you do before you begin to pray. I accept upon myself the mitzvah to love my fellow Jew like myself. So that's the same theme as the half coin, that everyone feels that by themselves they're only a half, and only can they, with connection to another Jew, can they become whole. And this is also emphasized in the end of the prayers. And after you finish all the deals of the prayers, and after you finish the whole thing, you say the morning blessings and the Shemona Esrei, you end with Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shmecha. Again, we acknowledge your name. And so to the end of the day, if you finish your whole day, what do you say at the end of the whole day? You say, you make an accounting of what happened throughout the day, and you finish off your honest assessment of the day. In the end of the day, in the end of the Shema before retiring, we end up with the word Emes, truth. And truth is something which is consistent, as we've seen in the word truth, as the beginning of the Hebrew alphabet, the middle of the Hebrew alphabet, the end of the Hebrew alphabet is consistent. And so at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, there is this... there's a focus on the truth of Hashem, how He is the only reality and no other reality but His. So our beginning of our day and our end of our day finish with the with a similar theme that we feel in the presence of Hashem, and we feel we're half coin without Hashem. And the Rebbe said this talk in Tashin and Beis, and he said how this theme is especially seen in this year, in the year of Tashin Nun Beis, in the year which was called the year of Neflois Bakol, a year which was full of miracles. In everything there, says we see miracles. We see miracles that highlight the unity of all the things in the world, all the Jewish people, and every detail of every person's life, and how it's all being united with the essence of Hashem. We see that was already begun, the gathering. Hashem promised the Jewish people we gather to Israel. So Rebbe says, where do you see this happening? In Tashin Nun Beis, there was a major influx of Jews from Russia to Israel. So Rebbe says, we see already a taste and a beginning of the gathering the Jewish people to Israel with kindness and mercy. Not because of they're in danger like it used to be, they had to run away from Russia, but rather the way it is today in most countries, that people are going to Israel, and we hope very strongly that at the end of this week of Parshas Vayakhel, we will approach the time when this will happen completely. The Moshe, who was the first Redeemer and the last Redeemer, will gather all the Jewish people to Israel with the coming of Mashiach. And this is especially emphasized this year when we have Parshas Vayakhel read by itself. There's no time to look at the details. Pekudah is about the details. It's about gathering the Jewish people together with the coming of Mashiach. In order to make this happen faster, we have to add in our Avos Yisrael. We have to add in not just in our love for our fellow Jew, but our unity for other Jews by emphasizing the virtue of every Jew, how every Jew is an actual part of Hashem. Obviously, you shouldn't talk about the opposite. You shouldn't even speak down another person. As we see clearly, in order to influence a person to Judaism and Jewishness, you have to speak to them in a pleasant way, in a peaceful way, in love and cherish. The cherishing of the person, loving the other person, words of love. That's how you reach out to the person. And although we find sometimes the Torah says that someone who spares the rod hates the child, the Torah says, who could do that? Who could give the rod? Only a father and a child. That in general, their relationship is in a way of love and connection. And there's a love of the essence of the father, the essence of the child, because there's so much love. And therefore, even the hitting is with love. Even the father hits the child. And it's a unique situation. When it's necessary, then the father hits the child with love. That's when that could be said, when that relationship exists. And even more, the relationship of the Jewish people is not just as a father and children, mm-hmm. but our relationship to Hashem is not just as a father and children. Our relationship to Hashem is we're one with Hashem. And therefore, we have to add in. You hear what the Rebbe is saying? The Rebbe is saying, don't talk down to people. Guarding yourself, you have to work on both areas, negative and positive. Guarding another person, you have to speak only in a positive way. This is the last talk of the Rebbe. Very, very, very powerful message here. If you like a relationship like a father and son, then you can talk words of rebuke and stuff, and it's coming out of love, and the person feels it out of love. And also, we have to add in giving tzedakah with the greater strength and greater power, as the Talmud says, tzedakah is powerful because it brings redemption. May be Hashem's will, and this is the main thing. That our decision right now to add in charity should it bring immediately, literally, the reward that instead of the charity that Hashem did with the Jewish people, Talmud said it's the charity Hashem did with the Jewish people by scattering us amongst all nations. So instead of that charity, we should have the charity, the real charity of the gathering the Jewish people from all nations. When Hashem will blow the great shofar and then gather us from all countries, our young and old sons and daughters. And Kal Gadol Yeshuvein, the Torah prophesizes that a great community will gather in Israel. As it says in the Torah portion, Moshe gathers the Jewish people, so too this will happen. Mashiach will come, and we'll all be gathered to our holy land, to Jerusalem, to the holy mountain, to the third base of Hamikdash. It's called the third base of Hamikdash, it's also called the triple base of Hamikdash, because it has in it the virtues of the first and the second. And we'll all be gathered into the Holy of Holies. The place of the Ark, the place where the first tablets are, and the place where the second tablets are. And the word Holy of Holies also has, it means something that's as a triple holiness. It's called Kodshim. Kodshim means holies. And it's called Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. So there's three holies in there. Anyway, so in the language of the Torah, and as we're going to read in Mincha, on Parshas V'Yakel, we read about Pekudei, and the word Pekudei also means collateral. I'm sorry, the word Mishkan, it says the word collateral in the very beginning of Parshas Pekudei twice. It says the word Mishkan twice. Ela Pekudei and Mishkan Mishkan. So the Talmud says that the two temples that God destroyed are taken as a collateral, that Hashem will bring back the collateral and rebuild the first two temples that were destroyed and bring them into the third temple that will include within it the virtues of the first temple, the second temple, and the virtues of the tabernacle. And may be built speedily in our days and immediately mamish. Chaim, Chaim. So what I'm getting from this is, number one, is that we have to begin our day and realize that we have, that Hashem is real to us, that's who we are as Jews. Hashem is our first reality, and therefore Mod Ani is natural to us, and Mod Ani is the beginning of our day. Mod Ani is more about the why, but about realizing it's all about Hashem. Mod Ani is about that we realize our true reality is Hashem, and there's the details that we do throughout the day that comes after. Similar with our prayers. Before we begin the rest of the prayers, we start off with, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving your fellow like yourself. It means before you're thinking about the
it's a Rabbi Levin trademark.
before you go out to ask your own needs, the very first thing you're thinking about is the very first you're thinking about is other Jews. In note 91, I just want to mention note 91 over here. The Rebbe says, both, you see the essence of the Jew in saying, I accept upon myself to love my fellow as myself. And you see the essence of the Jew in Mod Ani, and I offer thanks before you, Hashem. Both of them, you see the essence of the Jew. The difference between them is similar to the difference between the two items that were purchased with a half coin. One item that was purchased with a half coin is the sockets of the tabernacle. One item was purchased with a half coin were the communal sacrifices. In Mod Ani comes, that's from the... Bodani is about how Bodani comes from the very essence of a Jew, and a Jew is one with Hashem, and that's related to, I think, if I understood what they're saying correctly, is that related to the sockets of the tabernacle, the basis of everything. And then there is the communal sacrifices that were purchased, which are about the community, about the Jewish people. That's related to the line that we say later on in our prayers, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of your fellow like yourself. That's related to not the very essence of the soul, but the essence of the soul as it already has a connection to the individual parts of the soul. Not the very essence, still the essence, but it's a way the essence is already beginning to be drawn towards the details of the soul. So that is connected to Harini Makabal, where you accept upon yourself the love of every Jew, and you already see a distinction of one Jew and another. And that's why, interestingly, the Rebbe says, where do we say each prayer? At the very core of the day, the very beginning of the day, you say Mod Ani, which is connected to the very essence of a Jew. And therefore, you say Mod Ani Lefanachem. There's no talk about anyone else, it's just a Jew and Hashem are one. And then, we begin, you already start a little bit, and you already got a little down to details. You already said your morning blessings. Then you say Harini Makabal, then you accept upon yourself the love of every Jew like yourself. That's not already the very essence of the person. No, the essence of a Jew is one with Hashem. That's really how the essence of a Jew, how it's related to all other Jews, and how we feel that one Jew and another Jew is only half a coin. And it's final, yes?
Question. What is Gerar?
Gera.
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 What is the significance of that word? What is...
I don't know.
Okay.
What's the tabernacle? That's my question.
Home for Hashem. Your life is your tabernacle.
The way I was phrasing this to myself the other day, is that you're shepherding, no matter how rich you are, you're no richer than, no matter how poor you are, you're no less than a person who doesn't recognize all the things you just talked about.
Right.
But I'm just curious why they went to, was there really a half shekel coin?
The reason why they went to 10 gerah is because every Jew has 10 soul powers. Okay. That's what Torah emphasizes, 10.
Okay, so there was a hint in the word gerah.
I don't know, I'm sure there is, I just don't know it.
Yeah.
Okay, shekech. I'm going to shout everyone.